So Guru Tattva Mantra. The word Tattva means principle, knowledge. Every principle has knowledge. So Tattva means knowledge. To know, to understand, to comprehend, to discern. To
it has multiple meanings. It has Tattva is a very, very big word.
All Tattva mantras, all, irrespective, have this standard formula. So this is your first lesson to know what is a Tattva mantra. It starts with Om. In the middle there is the name, and in the end it is Namah. The ending is Namah. In Sanskrit it is written as Na, Ma and Visarga. Visarga means to breathe out. You must breathe out. The air has to be left.
You cannot hold the air. If you hold the air, it is not Visarga.
Namah. Say that.
Namah.
Do not say Namaha. That is wrong. Namaha is in Sanskrit. It is Namaha. You see the difference? You can see this and this are different looking. This is Visarga, this is Ha. So this is Namah. This is Namaha. Did you get that?
Yes.
So you have to say Namah. Say
Namah.
Then the name which is put in the center is always in the dative form. Like Guru will become Gurave. So when you say Om Gurave Namah, means, O Guru, may I have your knowledge. Okay? Now, as Jyotishis, you must remember that there are various things we have to know, multiple things we have to know, and the first thing that we need to know are the 12 Rashis. These are the 12 Rashis. So please draw this chart and write down these names. The 12 names of the 12 Rashis. Please draw the Surya Chakra. Draw the Sun chart, Surya Chakra, and write down the names of the Rashis. Pardon? You okay? You've done it? You are a translator, right? You're very good at copying. First.
So how do you draw it first? First you need to draw the vertical lines first. Then
draw it whichever way.
Okay.
Later you learn. Draw it quickly. Because I have to move very fast. By 10 o'clock I have to hand this thing to my dear wife. So I have 2 hours with you. You just have to put this up, okay? Quick. Now, with me, say the mantras. In the same manner, we will say the mantras so that we have the knowledge of the Rashi. We have to have the knowledge of the Rashi. And how shall we have the knowledge? With the Tattva mantra. So, Mesha will become Meshaya. So, write down the mantras as I say. You have to write down the mantra and you have to say the mantra. Om Meshaya Namah. Okay?
Om Meshaya Namah.
Write it down. Om Rishabhaya Namah.
Om Rishabhaya Namah.
Om Mithunaya Namah.
Om Mithunaya Namah.
Om Karkataya Namah.
Om Karkataya Namah.
Om Simhaya Namah.
Om Simhaya Namah.
Om Kanyaya Namah.
Om Kanyaya Namah.
Om Tulaya Namah.
Om Tulaya Namah.
Om Vrishchikaya Namah.
Om Vrishchikaya Namah.
Om Dhanushaya Namah.
Om Dhanushaya Namah.
Om Makaraya Namah.
Om Makaraya Namah.
Om Kumbhaya Namah.
Om Kumbhaya Namah.
tradition, any good traditional astrologer,
before he says the horoscope, will say these 12 mantras. Then you will not hear it, he will quietly say the mantras and then start. So basically you don't know what mantra he is doing. But this is the mantra he is doing so that the knowledge of the Rashis come to him. If the knowledge of the Rashis do not come to you, you cannot see the chart. I thought that this was only there in Orissa. Then later I read a book called Prashna Marga and I found that even in the South India and Kerala they are doing the same thing. So throughout India actually they were doing the same thing. Now there are two names of Rashis which you must bear in mind. One is for Makara, one of the nice names is Nakra. Nakra. So Nakraya Namah. Om Nakraya Namah.
Om Nakraya Namah.
For Scorpio, Vrishchika, there is another better name, Ali.
Ali.
So there are some nice names for the Rashis. You must learn all the names of the Rashis because the names of the Rashis will tell you what are the symbols of the Rashis. You need to know the symbols of the Rashis. And unless we know the names, we don't know the symbols. Each name has symbolism associated with it. Yesterday evening we had a little talk, so I will continue that little talk right now. And my question was, what is Kanya? And Kanya, everybody said, was garden, to which I had answered, remember, that no, basically it is the rice fields, the wheat fields and the rice fields. It is the harvest. So what sort of a people live out there in Kanya, where you are having fields and fields of wheat and rice and farms will be there. There will be farms over there, there will be villages over there. Cities and towns cannot be there. Because if cities and towns come over here, Kanya will be destroyed. Okay? Then after you do the harvesting in Kanya, where do you take the produce? You take it to Tula, to the market. So Tula is marketplace. So there must be a town nearby or a market nearby. In India we call it Mandi. Mandi is the place where all the harvest is taken. And that's where it is sold. So this is a market area. And what is the most important part of the market? The scales. The scales is there. All traders must have the scales, based upon which there is a weight and tula. Then you go to Vrishchika. And in Vrishchika, where we find Ali. Ali is the money lender. After you have sold your harvest, you are going to the money lender in Scorpio. And there, you have to pay back your debts. You pay back your debts. And after you pay back your debts, then you have some surplus. With the surplus that is available, 1/4, 25% you give for the temple or the church. It is called chauth, 1/4. That is the maximum. The maximum of your earnings, net earnings. What is net earnings? Net earnings is harvest has been sold. After that, you come to Vrishchika, you pay the money lender, your debts are cleared. And then the net, you see what is left. So 1/4 of that has to be given to the church or the temple or to your guru, to all your spiritual things. The maximum is 1/4. Am I clear? After that you go to Nakra, the government. This is the 10th house, you know? 10th house. And what sign is this? Capricorn, Nakra. After you pay to the church, who is the next one you have to pay?
Taxes.
So that's where you pay your taxes. To the government. Because this is the 10th house of the natural zodiac. The government sits in the 10th house. The king sits in the 10th house. And the maximum tax you pay as per dharma is 25%. Any government who asks for more tax than 25% is adharma. And then it becomes the responsibility of Narayan to pull that government down. Keep that in mind. This is Jyotish and you must know that governments cannot be exploitative. They cannot misuse their power. That is the maximum taxation. Then after that you come to Kumbha. Kumbha is your pot. Now you see a pot over there and you can put water inside it or maybe you can hide some money. Right? So
So you put some money over there in Kumbha. These are your reserves. This is your income. So the net income you have in your hand is after you have paid the tax collector, I mean the your debt collector, your church, temple, and then the government. So this is the net, the final income in your hand. And after final income, you take some money out and give it to your wife in Meena Rashi. That look, within this money, this is your expenses. Then you keep some money for your own expenses. So wife will look after children also, no? So you have to give her enough money. Then you keep some money for yourself. And finally what will be left will go to your bank account in Rishabh Rashi. Did you see the order in which I did it? Did you understand the order?
Yes.
This is called the natural order. So tax collector is in which sign?
10th
house. Which sign is this?
Bakara.
Who is the lord of this sign? Shani. So you need to have a very strong Saturn to work for the IRS, to work for the income tax department. Did you see the connection? Without the help of Saturn, you cannot get a job in the income tax department. How interesting, huh? If you are having tax problems, who is causing tax problems? Saturn causes tax problems. If you are having debt problems, like bank debt and this debt, who is causing the debt problem? 8th house, Scorpio, Mars. Interesting. How you learn that this is the natural order. This is the way it will work. Good. Now you know the names of the Rashis and you know their mantras. So once you know their mantras, the natural order, if you have a tax problem, what is your mantra? Om Nakraya Namah. If you are unable to pay to your guru, what is the mantra you should do? Om Dharushaya Namah. Then your guru's debts will be paid. Then your ninth house has to do with guru rina, has to do with pitri rina. All those debts are there. You have to pay those debts. And then eighth house, the debts from the bank and other things. If you are having banking problem, then you should do Om Vrishikaya Namah. Did you understand?
Yes.
So as we learn Jyotish, you will learn the natural remedies. It is very important to learn and understand natural remedy. Because there is no point in knowing disease if I cannot cure it. You must, and it has to be natural. Jyotish is, we are a part of nature. We cannot be divorced from nature. Good. Now we will, we have to learn some more. Stick to what I have to teach, not what you want to know. Two hours will pass, then suddenly you will see half the slides are left. Then poor chap, because of you, the rest of the class will cry. Aditya, stick to what I have to say. I have very limited time. First batch I had 5 weeks. If I told you 5 weeks, you think you could have come? How many of you would have come? So we have to be initiated into some mantras, because tradition has to have some mantras, and we are going to learn certain little things about Anustup Chanda. Have you heard of this word Anustup? Anustup Chanda means the follower, to follow. The word Anustup Chanda, Chandas means a meter in which you are walking, Gati. The word Chandas means meter or Gati, the way you walk. Anustup means follower, to follow. Do you think it is better to follow or it is better to lead? In the West, everybody says, no, be a leader, be a leader. In the East, we say, be a follower, be a follower. There is a very big difference between the West and the East in this. You know why? We actually believe that you cannot be a good general if you are not a good soldier. If you do not know how to follow, you cannot be a guru. You have to first learn to follow, then only you will be a guru. So, Anustubh Chanda is what helps you to follow. Because Anustubh Chanda is associated with the ninth house. Okay? Learn these things now. Later you will learn more. It is associated with the ninth house, which is the house of Guru, higher learning, spiritual learning, Veda and Vedanga. So, Anustubh Chandas is the most important Chandas. Gayatri is the self. Anustubh is the follower. So, you need to have a mantra in Anustubh Chanda so that you can follow. Anustubh is the ninth house. It is also the protector. It protects you. A mantra can protect you. Let us say, I want a mantra for protection. Then look for a mantra which is in Anustubh Chanda. What do you want to protect is the first question. Somebody says, I want to protect my health, my body, my life. Then we say, oh, then you should do Mrityunjaya mantra. Why? Because it is in Anustubh Chanda. Somebody says, I want to protect my dharma. Then we say, oh, then you should do the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because that is also in Anustubh Chanda. So all the great mantras are in Anustubh Chanda. These mantras have 32 syllables or 32 sounds. And when you learn these mantras, you get protected. And that's why you are here. You are here to learn things by which you will get protected. You need the protection. And before we start learning anything, we need to learn to protect ourselves and our near and dear ones. We need to protect our path. We need to protect our life. Tripura Sundari, that's a form of the mother. She has got 16 syllable mantra. So when we say it twice, it becomes 32. You see that? There are many forms she has got. And the lineage therefore is dependent upon Tripura Sundari. The Bala is the child. When she takes a little child form, she is called Bala. And then these mantras are smaller. The smaller the mantra, the baby form comes. The baby form is always very small. The full form will have the full mantra. So that's why children are given baby mantras and grown-up people are given big mantras. What a nice way, you know, we have a very nice way. You don't give a big mantra to a little kid. Don't do that. There are other things over here which you can study and you will have questions we will go into. This is the morning alarm which we talked about yesterday. You are supposed to plan to wake up between 4:30 and 5. But my personal recommendation is 4, because many of you like to do exercise, you know. Those of you who don't like to exercise can wake up at 4:30. But those of you who do exercise like yoga and things like that, 4 o'clock is a good time to wake up. Try this. Some of you tried it yesterday and some of you will try it today. I hope all of you try it today. Try to see, try to get that connection back. You know, as a baby, you had the connection. You had direct connection with God as a baby. You ask your mothers. And the ladies who are mothers have seen their babies, you know. Babies in the middle of the night, they've woken up, they're looking, smiling and laughing and shaking their hands. Who are they talking to? Sometimes you can see they're making gargling sounds and talking. Who is the baby talking to? The baby is connected to God. And you as a baby had that connection. And you lost that connection. You need to get that connection back. So before you go to sleep, please recite a mantra. Is there anybody in this class who doesn't have a mantra? You don't have a mantra. You don't have a mantra. Good. I need to know, because if you don't have a mantra, how can you? You don't have a mantra.
I was initiated into the Gayatri,
but I am not. What? You find the Gayatri to be a problem?
No, I don't know. I was just taught once, I have not followed it.
Today you will learn it anyway. Good. So you don't need a mantra, because you have been putting all the tiksha and all. How do you put the tiksha tilakam without the mantra?
I just put it on
with the fashion.
Fashion?
Okay, you need a mantra. Tell me a random number from 1 to 108.
9.
You like that?
She
Good. Everybody likes you. What is the path of Manish? Om Namah Shivaya. Which form of the mother do you like? Do you like the black lady?
Black Mary.
Mary, have you heard of
her? Or maybe the darker ones.
The darker ones you like. I know that. Good. Om, Jai Hanuman. Om. Kali ke. Namah. Simple. Okay? You start this one. Huh? You start saying it. Kali ke. Then Om Namah Shivaya. Das Mala. Try to say Om Kali ke Namah. At least for half an hour. Whatever. Come in. You have that energy.
So, anybody else who doesn't have a mantra? You don't have a mantra. Are they there? For Krishna, I have to pass on
something. Om Kriya Krishna, I know. Okay. What's your name?
Yan.
Yan. Yan is Yer. Yer is Dhanurashi. Dhanurashi. Okay.
I have to teach you some more mantras. I have to teach you so much. Let me see. Okay, Sridharaya. Om Sridharaya Namah.
You have mantras. Krishna mantra.
Kriya Krishna
is baby, you have grown up now. Now tell me if you have mantra.
Om Kriya Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's my favorite mantra.
My father gave me a mantra of Vedra, Om Namo Shiva. That I do it.
That's Shiva mantra?
Yeah.
That's Akshiva, perfect. Aapke paas mantra nahi hai?
How can that be?
Like, whatever at that moment it comes to my mind, I do it. It's not
so it's random, it is not fixed,
yes.
No? Okay, so Mercury is causing you to vacillate. Let's see what's your name?
Nivedita.
Nivedita, Nakshara, which comes from Vrishik Rashi, right?
Makar Rashi.
Your Makar Rashi?
It's not according to, it's not my general name.
But I will have to give you a name based upon your name. Your name is Nivedita, so for you, Om Vamanaya Namah.
I'm also keep oscillating between different
mantras,
whichever God
form
I like at that
moment. Om Upendraya Govindaya Namah. Om Upendraya Govindaya. Bas, ho gaya. Don't you dare.
Kya? See,
Upendraya
Govindaya.
Hare Ram Krishna.
Hare Ram Krishna. Very good. That is the finest mantra of the parampara. Anyway, all of you will have to do it. Ultimately, you will have to do it, otherwise this knowledge is not going to come. So, you see, you do the mantra, you have got your mantras, you have got your Kali mantra, right? And you are going to do that mantra, and you will see the strength of her. She is very strong. No more suffering. You are going to be strong. Now, on waking up, as soon as you wake up, don't run to the bathroom. When you wake up, don't run to the bathroom. Don't put your feet on Mother Earth. This is your mom. This is your mother. Don't put your feet on her head. She is carrying you on your head. You know how tough it is for her? So much sin, burden of sin. So you are supposed to do two mantras before you put your feet down. What is the first mantra that you have to do? Please say it with me. Hare Rama Krishna.
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 This is called the Janaka Shadakshari. Janaka Shadakshari. Now this mantra is supposed to ensure that you don't become a burden. That means this mantra will ensure that you are financially strong and you don't become a burden on any individual, that you don't become a burden on people, that on the other hand you start assisting and helping people. Or in other words, it helps you to develop freedom. The second one is a Guru Mantra. You need to choose a Guru Mantra. You can do Om Gurave Namah. You can do, so these are the options. Number one, Om Gurave Namah. Number two option, Om Krishna Guru. Number three, Vyam Veda Vyasaya Namah. Now those of you who don't have a Vedic like lifestyle, some of you could be taking non-veg when you go away from here and all that. Don't do the Veda Vyasa Mantra, please. For this Veda Vyasa Mantra, you have to be a perfect vegetarian. Okay? So make up your mind. Om Gurave Namah is the simplest mantra for everybody. After you do that, then you can get up out from the bed and go to the toilet. So be very careful. Don't run to the toilet. Stupid questions like, I am not clean. How can I do mantra when I am not clean? So by taking a bath, you think you become clean? What is really unclean? The soul is unclean. No matter how much bath you take, the soul is not going to become clean. This mantra, Hare Rama Krishna, is soul bathing. This gives a bath to the soul. And then you go to the guru. And then you can go to the toilet. Without bathing the soul, you cannot go to the guru. Unclean souls should not go to the guru. Interesting, huh? How they have a system of focusing on the soul right from day one. From day one, we are cleansing the soul and then we go to the guru, do our Om Gurave Namah mantra. I like the mantra Om Gurave Namah. I'll be honest with you. I don't like all these elaborate mantras. Om Gurave Namah is very nice, simple. I like simple things. It's easier. After you are done with this, now, after you finish the toilet, you've taken a bath and all that, now you want to do some puja, some of you guys need to do meditation. How to choose a place to meditate? What? A place where there are no snakes? How do you choose a place for meditation? The place for meditation is based upon the Kurma Chakra. Now this is called the Kurma Chakra. This is something extremely important and you will be using this all the time in Vastu. I know that some of you are Vastu experts, but I do not know how many of you Vastu experts know that there is something called Kurma Chakra. How to use the Kurma Chakra? Take the name of the place. Now you are visiting Bhimtal. Okay?
Yes.
So the Bhimtal has the letter Bha. The letter Bha is, you can see, find the letter Bha. Pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. So the Bha comes over here, it's under Saturn, it's in the west. So in Bhimtal, God is in the west. You can connect with God if you sit in the western part of the room. Now in this room, which is the western part? This is the western part. Okay? This is the western part. So in your own room, sit on this wall and face like this east and do the prayer. Because you are supposed to face the center. If you are in the center, then you face east. So depending. Now can you do this little exercises with the place where you live? Now somebody says, I live in Delhi. Delhi is a huge city. It doesn't work like that. Delhi is a huge city. You need to get the name of your local area. For example, I live in what an area called Rajinder Nagar. Rajinder Nagar or Gangaram Hospital Road is on Rajinder Nagar. So Ra. Ra is where? Where's Ra? Can you see Ra? Ra should be somewhere out here.
Yeah.
You see northwest? So I should sit in the northwest corner of the. So I take the room. You know, you take the whole room, break it into 9 parts, and I sit in this part and meditate. Maybe I like to face east, so I can sit like this and face east. Or maybe I can sit like this and face this direction also.
But this is the part of the room where you should sit and meditate or do your mantras. Now many Vastu experts will tell you, no, you should sit on the northeast and do it. What does Kurma Chakra say? Can you find a place in the world, in the whole world, whose name starts with Ala? Ala is not even there in Hindi. It is there in Marathi language. This sound, Ala, is there in Sanskrit, Vedic Sanskrit, and in Marathi. It is not there in any other language. This Sha is not, there is no place in the world which starts with Sha. Have you heard of a place starting with Sha? Nya? Jnana? Any place you know? So then, how can you sit over here? That is northeast. And why did they make the Kurma Chakra like that? This Kurma Chakra is Narayan. This is Narayan. Why did they make the Kurma Chakra like that? You know why? So that, let us say this is your puja room. This whole room is your puja room. They made it like that so that the northeast is reserved for God. And three gods will sit over here. Which are the three gods? Ala, Sha, and Nya. What does that mean? You will learn later. When you understand, the three gods sit over there. You cannot sit there. Keep that in mind. If you sit there, you are going to fight with God. And then you will become a Ravan. So don't sit in the northeast. Don't become Ravan. Sit somewhere else. In this corner, ensure that this corner is, let us say you want to put the gods over here. Alright. But this you keep completely free. Put a table, put some books. Okay? Whichever room you are doing prayer, you must follow the Kurma Chakra very strictly. Try to have a separate prayer room. I know it is expensive, but you should try and pray. Try to have a separate prayer room. Number one, write it down. Separate prayer room. Clean the prayer room yourself. Do not ask somebody else to sweep and clean the prayer room. Clean your prayer place, the table, the altar, yourself. Nobody else should clean it. Keep it very, very clean. If you have a little dirt coming in the place where there is worship, Shani will come into your life. And sorrow will come. Somebody says, I have Sade Sati. What is my best remedy, Sanjayji? You know what is the best remedy? Go and clean your puja room. You clean the puja room, make it spick and span, and Shani has to go. He has to go. All your mantras for Sade Sati, all your mantras will work if this is clean. Your prayer place is clean. Let us say you have one room, then earmark the corner for prayer. Let us say you have only one room in your house. And let us say you are living in Rajinder Nagar. Then this corner of the room you keep for puja. And ensure that you draw a line. This is my prayer. This is God's place. And I will not use that place for anything else. If you do not have space for God in your life, why should God have space for you? Right? You need to think as to why and how can I bring spirituality into my life by giving space. Did you understand this? Now please do the quickly find out in which direction you must have your prayer place in your room in where you are living. Write it down. I live in so and so place. Starting letter, so and so. The direction is this. Yeah.
That's like,
The name of the places?
Dnepropetrovsk.
And we have south.
Yeah.
But it starts with D.
Dnie.
D is half.
D
is not a full sound. It's a half sound. I cannot take a half sound. What is the complete sound? Hear the sound carefully. Dnie. Dnie. So D is half. I cannot take it. It is broken. Nya is the full one. Tha ga ga nya. Okay? Istanbul. Istanbul is very big. Sorry. Sorry.
Sir, I am looking at Jalandhar. Can I take the name Jalandhar? Jalandhar.
Jalandhar is
Jalandhar.
Jalandhar. Small town. Small town. Istanbul is big. It is not a big village.
How big is big?
How big is big? Big is big. Very big is very big. You consider Allahabad to be big or small?
Big.
Big. Then accordingly you take the local area. Population should decide.
Can we take the society's name in which we stay? It is still the lowest denominator.
I will give big and big and have a break for tea. We will discuss these details.
Which also is Kudar is my area. It's on the center. Which direction?
How lucky you are. You are right at the center, right? So what is your option? How can you have God right in the center of a room?
Which direction should I face?
Direction you face is different. How will you have God in the center of a room without going there? What a problem. So you have to have a separate room for God. When you get a separate room, then we talk. Because you have a problem. Try to understand. Let us say you put the bed over here and you put something here. When you walk like this. No, that's not allowed. That is not allowed. If your place is in the center, you will have to have a separate room. What a problem. But take a decision and do it. Make a small room on the top. You have an independent house. Make a little room on the top. Okay. And once you have a little room on the top, and then, how lucky you are. You can face any direction. You can face east, you can face north. In the morning you face east, in the night you face north. You're very lucky.
Yeah. How can you determine between south and southwest, like if the town is like Tempe? Which
the name is, the town is?
Tempe.
Tempe.
Ta. So which
ta? So ta, ta, ta. The say, let's say the sound. Ta, ta. Does that sound right? Starting letter, Tempe, ta. That's right. How does it matter? Ta, ta is all here, so south. You need to sit in the south. So ideally, if I were you, I will sit in the south and face north. Okay?
Also matches with the Dakshin Valley. Also matches with the Dakshin Valley.
Okay. Now, the mantra, before you first set it up, okay? The prayer place, you set up the prayer place and all, then you say this mantra. Please say this with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Akuparaya. Again.
Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
So, moment you say this mantra, the Kurma avatar will come and sit. And when he sits, house becomes stable, relationship becomes stable, father becomes stable, mother becomes stable, husband becomes stable. Beautiful. You need stability. Life, you need stability. This is your secret to stability. Because if you are going to learn Jyotish, and every day you are going to be shifted from here to there, you will not be able to learn anything. So I need to ensure that you become stable. Okay? People who do this mantra 12 times, 21 times, 108 times, increase stability in their lives. You want stability? Do this mantra, and you should be doing this mantra.
become stable. Nice knowledge, huh? This is the foundation of Vastu Shastra. Maybe someday I will teach you Vastu from horoscope.
Personal
Vastu. From horoscope. What is good for one person may not be good for another person. One house is so good for one person, he comes, he gets married, has kids, then he buys a new house and goes away. Another person comes, lives there, he dies over there. House is the same. People say it is Vastu house. One person flourishes, another person dies. How does that happen? Based upon your horoscope. So you have to learn personal Vastu, which is advanced form of Vastu, and the real Vastu, how it works for you. Normally the Vastu which is used in the market is Deva Vastu. It is house structures built around a temple. Like in Jagannath temple, there is houses built around it, how that is. Deva Vastu.
So if it's indicating a particular direction, we need to face the direction or sit in the direction?
Oh my God, Aditya, you are right in front. Everybody understood and you are asking me. After the whole Ramayana, was Sita male or female?
No, for the other student, you told to indicated Mercury direction. You told to sit in direction of Mercury, south, and face the west.
Face the west from here?
Face the north.
Don't you think it's a good idea? Do you think it is good to sit like this and face the wall? Maybe. What do you think is a good idea?
Facing south itself.
Is good. Try it. Let me know. Okay?
Well, because that will...
No arguments. Don't argue without trying. You know the answer and you ask me a useless question.
No,
sir. Of course you know. Come on. Next. I know who is asking useless and who is asking right. Okay. Come on. These are the timings, the clothes, regulations. Now here is something very important. Huh? Consumption of alcohol is prohibited during the entire course duration. Penalty, you'll be expelled from class for 3 days. And if you're caught again, you're out of the course. I have zero tolerance for alcohol or drugs. Anything which makes your head go out of control, I cannot accept. Because this is the seat of the Guru. Am I clear?
Yes.
Now, Bija Mantra. Bija Mantra are seed sounds. Seed sounds which we use to, like babies, you know, you have to put a seed on the ground and then from there the tree will come. So we have to put the seed on the ground. But if we put different seed, is it possible I take a mango seed and put it on the ground and expect apple tree to come? So I should know the right seed for the right fruit. If I want apple tree, I have to put apple seed. So we need to understand that there are bijas or seeds for everything. And once we know the bijas, oh, you're going to be a king of mantra, because then you know the fruit that will come. So we are going to learn some bija mantras. And these Bija Mantras are going to help us. Okay. Now, Atma Tattva is something that you need to learn. The Aksharas of the Sun. The Sanskrit syllables. How many of you know Sanskrit syllables? Good. Now, others, please make a point that you have to learn Sanskrit syllables. Okay. How many syllables are there in Sanskrit? 49, 50, 51, how many? 51 maximum, there are much more. How do you know how many are there? For me it's mathematics. For me it's pure math. Could you imagine the Sanskrit is pure mathematics? What is Sanskrit? Sanskrit is 3 square plus 4 square is equal to 5 square. This is Sanskrit.
Oh, Sanjayji has gone mad.
What is 3 square? 9. What is 4 square? 16. And what is 5 square? 25. So, we have 9 plus 16 plus 25 akshara. And how much is that?
15.
So the primary Sanskrit, the fundamental Sanskrit, has exactly 50 syllables. 9 syllables for the moon or the mind. 16 syllables for the sun or the soul, and the 25 for the pancha tattva. So we have 9 syllables for the mind, 16 syllables for the soul, and 25 syllables for the pancha tattva. Why do we have 25 for the pancha tattva? 5 times 5. That is Sanskrit.
That is how I learned Sanskrit.
Okay, now you people will go back today and learn the syllables. Okay? And you will learn the Nohari. You can learn it in 1 year's time. Okay? And you will learn to say ah, ah, ee, ee, oo, oo, ee, ai, o, au, ah. And something is missing in between. 4 are missing. So you need to find out what are the 4 that are missing. Huh? In the south they say Ruru. In the north they say Riri. But the real pandits, they say R. It is neither Ru nor Ri. Because in Sanskrit, how do you write Ri? There is no paper. In Sanskrit, we write Ri like this. We write Ru like this. What is that? What is that sound? Can you say that sound?
It comes
like, as in, can you say this sound?
Krishna.
How do you say it?
Krishna.
Wrong.
Krishna.
Can anybody take this name correctly for me?
Krishna.
It is not we. In North India, they say Krishna. Are, that is Draupadi.
Draupadi
is called Krishna. Hare Krishna. Why are you calling Draupadi? Call the Lord. What do you want to do with her? Stupid. Pandit, you know, when I was a kid, if I said it wrong, stand in the sun, there's a shadow on your head. How dare you take the Lord's name wrong? You got to take the name perfectly. It's His name. Krishna. Very difficult. This each sound. Ka. It is not re, not ru. In South India they will say, even in Orissa, many people will say Krishna. Krishna they say. Wrong. In North India, Krishna. Wrong. This is not sh. Sh is separate. Sh. So Krishna. And this is na. This is not na. This is not na. Na. Krishna.
Krishna.
Huh? Kishan. 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 Kishan means farmer. Oh, pray to the farmer. I mean, come on. He can't even take his name. How humiliating he must be feeling. You say he's your Lord, you can't take his name. Try. Try and try and try hard. And the day you can take his name once properly, that is the happiest day in your life. That, trust me, is the happiest day. Because this is Kali Yuga. And this is Kali Yuga. What is Kali Yuga? You will not be able to take his name. Okay. The tattvas we worship. There is some more to this. I have to finish this quickly. Let's leave the... Okay, now you have to learn this mantra. This is the mantra for Sadashiva. May knowledge always be auspicious. Sadashiva. Knowledge should always come to me. Can you say this mantra with me? Oh. Ha. Sat. You got it. Very good.
Everybody is good with this mantra, I've always found. Manishya Janma. Since you're born as human beings, you're already blessed to have knowledge. Dogs cannot say this mantra. Now, see this sound. Jum. Say this. Jum. Not long, huh? Short. Jum. As in jump. Jum. Om Jum Sa.
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 Yeah, good. The Jum and Sa passed slow. And it's small. Okay? Om Jum Sa.
Om Jum Sa.
Yeah. This is the mantra taught by Kahola Rishi. Have I written it somewhere out here? Ah, here. Here. Om Jum Sa.
Om Jum Sa.
Sa. Sa. Visarga. Sa. Saha is wrong. Saha is wrong. The problem arises that, you see, when Agastya Muni developed the South Indian scripts, he cut it down. He cut down the number of aksharas so that the people could learn it easily. But what happened over the years, some of these sounds, like Tamil has what, how many syllables? Akshara, 16, 17, something like that. Each of these syllables have multiple sounds. And people forgot. They stuck to one. Visarga was forgotten. Visarga is very important. Visarga is critical. You get the visarga wrong, this mantra will not go to the feet of man. It will not go to the feet of God. Visarga, you must practice. You must. Na. Sa. Breathe out. Sa.
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 Nama.
Nama.
Yeah, air has to come out. Don't keep the air inside. Expel the air. Nama. Expel the air. Don't keep the air inside. If you keep the air inside, evil will stay inside. Nama. It is the highest mantra. Nama is the highest mantra. Namo nama, namo nama, namo nama. Very high mantra. Om Prabhu nama. This nama, you have to get it right. Because you see, many mantras depend upon this. Many, many mantras. All tattva mantras, tattva knowledge. You cannot have the tattva if you do not get the nama right. Practice it, okay? Mantras require practice. Now this is for any kind of protection. You are going in the train and suddenly one big chap with black mustache comes and sits next to you and sits there and smiles at you. You think this is the end of my life. Your heart is beating. You're thinking, let him take my money, Baba, leave me alone. You start this mantra in your mind. Om Jum Sa. Om Jum Sa. Om Jum Sa.
Om Jum Sa.
And you will see, Jum is Jiva Vija. This is Jiva. Jiva. Jiva Vija. The power to live. The power to life. Jum. Many, many people, they just meditate with this. They forget all this. Just the jum, 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 short. Jum, 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 meditate. Life, meditate on life. Jiva. Jivoti jivasya jivanam. Life. Here, knowledge. This is knowledge bija. How? Ha, ha, ha. You see this? Ha plus aum. Long, ha? Aum. Long. Ha, I want to hear ha clearly.
Aum.
No, just say aum.
Aum.
Long breath. Do this mantra with the long breath. Make it very, very long. Very long. How long can you do it? Can you do it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Try. Okay? Because the longer you keep this, the more you will retain knowledge. Otherwise, today you will learn something. In 15 days time, you have forgotten. Again, something new, you are going to some course and learning. I heard of David Fuller's course, he teaches nice things. 1-2 years time you forgot. What was it that he said? You completely forgot. How is it that me, who learned something 50 years, 40 years back, I remember? Does it not surprise you? You people come and ask me any question anytime. And I answer you without any reference. I do not refer. You will see, this is just the first class. Over the years you will see me, many of you will attend many of my classes, you will never see a piece of paper in my hand. Rarely, only today, for the first time I got this because I have to ensure that I remember the names of the Lord, which I have to teach you. Otherwise I am not interested. What knowledge I have to teach, what I must remember, I remember. My test, what is my test to myself? I must go to a class and I will teach the subject without touching a piece of paper. If I do that, then I know Jyotish. And normally I tell people, you know, why are you giving me the topic beforehand? I will come half an hour before then, you tell me what you want me to talk. You decide. You choose the topic. I will talk. You give me the time. 2 hours, 1 day, 2 days. You choose. And I will speak non-stop. From where does that power come? The power to remember. The power to knowledge. Sada Shiva. Always auspicious. Shiva means Jnana Rupa. Knowledge will always be with you. You need this bija. So shall you? Let's try. This time I'm going to try to make it long, okay? Try. Ready? Deep breath. 1, 2, 3. So we are going to have a class of very intelligent people, huh? Good, good.
Guruji, should it be vocalized and not mentalized at first?
No, it must be vocalized first. First should be vocalized. You have to say it loud, in fact, ideally. Look, this is the infant. Who cares what you are shouting? Go stand in the early morning, go stand outside and shout. Shout loud. Don't be afraid, what are you afraid of? You think some monkey will come? What are you scared of? Say, shout. Break the fear from your heart. And that is called Vacha Japa. To hear. The first time you say, it must be Vacha. Why should it be Vacha? Because when you say it, the sound comes to your ears. And when it comes to your ears, the Guru Chakra vibrates. And when the Guru Chakra vibrates, you get initiated automatically. So the first, it is always Vacha. When we have to say it until we hear the sound perfectly in our own ears. That is called Vacha Japa. The second type Japa, Upamsu Japa. What is Upamsu Japa? Good question, Justin. Very good question. Upamsu means you have to say it so slowly that only you can hear. Even a mosquito flying over there should not hear the sound. I heard it. None of you heard it. You see that? That is how I heard it. You did. That is Upamsu. Upamsu means you are hearing and nobody else. Your lips are moving. Only you are hearing, your lips are moving. And third is Manasa Japa. Third stage. The lips are still. Air is still. Only your mind is saying and your mind is hearing. Third stage. Stage one is Vacha. Stage two, Upamsu. Stage three, Manasa. Okay, good question. Good deal. This is standard Mantra Shastra. Reference Sharada Tilak.
Mantra Shastra?
Sharada Tilak, the book. I always have a reference to what I speak. Okay, are we clear? Okay, next. Now, everything comes from the Guru. We call Guru Kendras. May Guru be there everywhere. So there are four forms of the Guru. Okay? The form which is directly accessible is the Guru himself. Someone is teaching you, like me, I am directly accessible to you. But I am not alone in this room. I am not alone in this room. There are other Gurus in this room. Whenever Vedic learning happens, the tradition has Gurus who come and visit. Okay? So just because I am teaching you right now doesn't mean the other Gurus are not here. If the other Gurus were not here, you could not learn anything. There will be fighting among you, somebody will feel thirsty, somebody will, your minds will not be focused. The other Gurus are helping me to teach you. So, the Guru is the one who is teaching. The one you can see. But there is another one. He is called Paramaguru. The Paramaguru is the head of a lineage. Or the head of a tradition. Then there is the Paratpara Guru. The Paratpara Guru is the Vedavyasa, the one who is holding the title of Vedavyasa. And for this yuga, it is Krishna Dvaipayana. Krishna Dvaipayana is his name. And we call him Vedavyasa. And finally, the highest Guru. Who is the highest Guru? The highest Guru is Sadashiva. He is the highest Guru. He is the Guru of all the Gurus. Every Guru in every form comes from Sadashiva.
Adi
Guru. Adi Guru is still the first. Adi means first. Paratpara is beyond first.
Beyond first.
Yeah. Knowledge existed even before it was spoken. When something has to manifest, only that means it has come inside time. Let us say this is the level of time. Huh? Anything which will manifest has to come under time. And then it will have a beginning, it will have a madhyama, it could have an antya. One day the knowledge will vanish also. Based upon the Guru Kripa, it will stay. So everything that manifests under the control of time. Even Vishnu is under the control of time. He has to take birth as avatar. It is not his decision. Why he will want to come to this lousy earth? Vaikuntha is a very beautiful place. Very clean and nice, good food, everything. Why he will come to this trashy place and people will kick him out? The same people of Mathura and this thing, they kicked him out. This is because people of earth are bad people. If God were to come today, we will all say, who the hell are you? Get out. We want our own cult gurus. We don't want God. You know, there is a beautiful book by this George Bernard Shaw. Have you read that book, St. John? Please read that book, St. John. George Bernard Shaw. In the end, there is an epilogue. He says, if John were to come again, they will again crucify her. Today you have made her what, saint. But if she were to be born again you will crucify her. If Christ will come again the same people will put him on the cross.
The same human beings of this planet. If Krishna comes again, the same human beings of Mathura will kick him out. Get out of Mathura. Banished. Human beings are bad. We have no respect for God. That is why we are here. Otherwise, we will be in higher lokas. Why are we in Mrityu Loka? Why we are not in Satya Loka? So let us try to make an effort to go there. To find out why we are being punished like this over here. Life is a punishment, face it. At least Jyoti shows us why we are being punished. There is no other way you know. Why we are suffering? Why is everything not so hunky-dory? Everybody says world is nice, people are nice. Everybody you met is nice. Clear? Good. So Parameshthi Guru is he who is above time, whom time cannot touch. He is not under time, he is beyond time, and that is the real definition of Shiva. Shiva is Jnana Rupa, and Jnana is Param Sat, absolute truth, and the absolute truth cannot change with time. If it changes with time, it is not absolute truth. Therefore, Shiva, as defined perfectly, does not have a form. There is no matter blocks with Ganga flowing out. That is not the Shiva I want. The Shiva I want is pure Jnana Rupa. He cannot have a form. If he has a form, that form will be destroyed one day. Oh my God, where am I taking you people now? I'm taking you to a very high level of spiritual thought. How many gods were there? Think about the world. How many days was that? Who was the big god of planet Earth? Was it Zeus? When were the Romans in power? 500 AD? Up to 500 AD? Who was the god?
Jupiter.
Was that god? And Jupiter was the big god at that time? And what happened to the big god now? How many temples are there of the big god? They were the mighty Romans. So all these gods will come and go. What will stay? What was there? Is there and will be there, which is eternal above time, is just one sound. Om. And that is the real God. Now you need to think about it. So, that is the meaning of Guru, Shiva. Shiva is Om. That is why you mean Shiva. Shiva is auspicious. So all of you will now get totally confused of what I am saying. I will go forward and leave this thought there. Okay. These are some nice mantras. There is this Vyam Veda Vyasaya Namah. You know this mantra. You have learnt it just now. Say it. Vyam Veda Vyasaya Namah. Okay. Now to this, we are going to add the Mrityunjaya. Om Jumsa. Okay. In the beginning and in the end. Now this is a mantra, remember, it is extremely powerful protection mantra. You know somebody who is going to the hospital and surgery is to take place. Start doing this mantra and think of the person. The person will come out of surgery successful. Wow! So there is a mantra you need to practice and you need to connect with Vedavyasa. Say this. Om Jumsa.
Om Jumsa.
Vyam Vedavyasaya Namah.
Vyam Vedavyasaya Namah.
Sat Jum Om.
Sat Jum Om.
Om Jumsa.
Om Jumsa.
Vyam Vedavyasaya Namah.
Vyam Vedavyasaya Namah.
Sat Jum Om.
Sat Jum Om.
Good. You got it right.
This is one mantra you must start practicing. So what did I do in this mantra? You will observe that some time back I was talking to you about a Guru mantra, right? If you remember. Yeah, remember this mantra?
Yeah.
Third level. Vyam Veda Vyasaya Nama. You see this mantra over here? That before getting out of bed you should do this. So instead of doing this, you can do this. Because this mantra has the Vyasa, Veda Vyasa plus the Mrityunjaya. Or in other words, if you have to choose one mantra for protection as well as Guru, how about this? So put a double tick on this and try to make this your mantra. This mantra should become your mantra. Make it yours. They say that women who do this mantra are blessed with very nice children. Men who do this mantra are blessed with very good reputation. And in a family where this mantra is done, that family never breaks. Put a double tick. This is one of the finest mantras known to me. Okay, now we are going to learn the Trayambakam mantra. Now these are the chandas. Here are some chandas. You can read about these chandas. A pada, a mantra pada has 8 syllables. And when you learn mantra shastra, some of you will learn mantra shastra. The 8 is a very standard step. 4 plus 4. 1 foot. 1 foot. Let's say the left feet is 4 sound. The right feet is 4 sound. So if I have to walk, I can do 4 plus 4. 4 plus 4. 4 plus 4. 4 plus 4. So how much is 4 plus 4? 8. So I can walk with 8 sounds. I need 8 sounds to walk, to progress. Anything less than that, I'm at one place. I'm not moving forward. Okay? Are we clear on this? This is called a mantra pada. Pada is different from pada. Pada with a small a is 4. 4 sounds plus 4 sounds, 8 sounds. So we have so many Astakshari mantras. Beautiful. Astakshari means 8 syllable mantras. So many 8 syllable mantras are there. And these 8 syllable mantras will add up. So if we say this 8 3 times, 8 plus 8 plus 8, it becomes Gayatri. If we say it 4 times, 8 plus 8 plus 8 plus 8, it becomes Anustuti. It guards me from all 4 sides. 8 plus 8 plus 8 is a triangle. You see that? If each point is 8, then the 3 8s will form a triangle. If I have 4 8s, it forms a square. And a square is stable and protective. That's understood. So we have different chandras. Ushni, this is a very hot heating. Ushni is for heating. It can heat you up. If you do the Gayatri in Ushni Chandas, you can boil. You heat up. So people with blood pressure should be careful not to pick up the Ushni Chanda.
Sir, why
are
we doing this? If it is habitual breathing, why? In what situation?
There is something called Kundalini. You can say you take a thermometer and there is a bulb with mercury in the bottom. If I take that near fire, the mercury will go up. Kundalini is like that. Kundalini is a pot. Kunda is pot. That pot is in the base of the spine. And this spine is like a thermometer. There is some liquid out there. Now, when we do this mantras in Ushni Chanda, Ushni, then Ushni comes from Usha. Ushni. So then, from Usha, then it heats up. And then naturally it rises. Now, if you do not pull it down, it will damage the head. So you should learn under a proper guru, so that you are able to raise it and bring it down. If you only raise it and raise it and raise it, you will lose it. Careful, huh? Don't play around with Kundalini. Oh my God, the latest in America, have you heard? Wow. You don't need all these mantras.
You just pay what, $1,500 or something, or $5,000? Go to a spa, they lay you down, they take some stones, heat them up, put them on the back, and the Kundalini is done. Why do you need to attend my course? Why do you need to even learn these mantras? Wow! I've heard of trash, but that could be cake. I just imagine, heat up the stone and put it there and you got it. And what a stone-headed person you must be to actually go and do that. To believe that somebody can put a stone and give you moksha. Can you imagine? That is the... If anybody hears of something better, please let me know. I need to laugh. That's how I stay alive.
And then they advertise the different kinds of stones. Round, green stone, big yellow stone, big black stone, this blockage, that blockage.
They put a stone. I tell you what, take the stone and throw it on the head. All blockage is over. I really don't understand what you're doing. There's a limit, believe me. This was the ultimate. They've broken all records with this. Jagati is awakening. Awakening is for enlightenment. When you awaken to yourself, you have enlightenment. So these are chandas. You know, maybe sometime when I teach mantra shastra, you will learn more. But you need to learn about chandas. Because unless you know chandas, you don't know what you're doing. Everybody knows Gayatri mantra, right? I'll give you an example.
Katsapiturvaranyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyoyo nah prachodayat.
How many syllables is this? Come on, you all know Gayatri? 26? It sounded like that. How did you guess?
I just took away the first line, which was six syllables.
How much? Tell me. Tell? Dalgos, I never said om. Did you hear me say om?
No.
I said, Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. Where is om? I didn't see it in the book. If you want, I can get a copy of the Rig Veda and show it to you. It's not there. Somebody has added that late. Okay? And whoever has added it because it is only to go from the guru to the student. If you are not taught, don't add. The moment you add, you are changing the shape. Careful. You need a guru to do that. You just can't say Om Tat Savitur Varanyam. Many people say Om Bhur Bhuvaswata. Where is it? Have you seen it in the book? Which book you saw it? Nah, I saw it in some book written by some pandit, so and so place. Or some great mystic. Forget it. What is the source? Rig Veda. Go to the Rig Veda, go to the third book of the Rig Veda, go to the 62nd hymn, and go to the 10th. Third book, 62:10. Go read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. You educated people. And see what is written over there. What did Vishwamitra say? What did Vishwamitra say? And to what extent has it come now? And whatever is being added, have you been taught how it should be added, how you can change, why you should change? This, what Vishwamitra has said, has got exactly 23 syllables. It is not even 24. It is called, if you have a proper teacher, he will tell you, it is called Nikshit Gayatri. Nikshit Gayatri means, it is short by one syllable. The word Nichrit, Gayatri means the Gayatri or 24 is Nichrit or short, Nicha. Nicha means short by one syllable. So now I can add one syllable. I can add Om. Om Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. That is Gayatri. I can add Hrim. Hrim Tat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. I can add any bija and it will become Gayatri Chandas. That is the meaning of Nichrit Gayatri. But I say no. I would like to add the Brahmana Vyakriti, that which is taught to Brahmins. What is that? Om Bhur
Bhuva Swa. How many syllables is that? Did you get five? Anybody got three? One, two, five? She got five. I think she heard me right. You got five, right?
Yeah.
Correct. If you heard me, Om, Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, five. So if I add 5 to 23 to the original as given, how much do I get? 28. And then what happens? The Kundalini starts awakening. Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tatsavitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yonah Prachodayat. Now, let us say I don't want to do that also. No, I don't want any Kundalini awakening. I will just do what is given by Vishwamitra without any region. Then Varanyam is changed, or it is, you have to elongate it. Now hear this. Tatsavitur Varanyam. Varanyam. Tatsavitur Varanyam. See, now it became a Tatsavitur Varanyam. 7. So it is 7 plus 8 plus 8 in the original, and Vareniyam. Now it becomes 8 plus 8 plus 8. Tatsavitur Vareniyam Bharu Bharu Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. 24. You see, mantra. This is mantra. This is the way you have to learn mantras. Each one of you can do it. See, problem is, people believe that you cannot do it. They cannot do it. They are foreigners. They are North Indians. They are this, they are that. No. I believe you are Manushya. And human, Manushya means you can do it. You just have to have the faith and try. If I can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it. Okay? Did you understand? Did you understand why the meter is important? So you're going to try. So what if you make a mistake in the beginning? Don't worry. The mantra devata is kind. He will guide you. So don't worry. People say, I'm making a mistake. My mantra is not working. No. Mantra is working. Mantra will work because the devata is kind. So try to be perfect. Here are the Mrityunjaya mantras. The one that I want you to learn is this one. Because this is the one which is to be sung. There is a difference between singing. See, the Vedas are different. Rig Veda is not for singing. Rig Veda is not to be sung. Rig Veda is to be perfectly pronounced. See the way I was doing right now. Tatsavitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. The pronunciation has to be perfect as per meter. That is Rig Veda. Samaveda is the most beautiful way. The most beautiful. Because you know why? Gandharva Veda comes from Samaveda. So you can sing it. And you know, Shiva likes Samaveda very much. He loves Samaveda. He is partial to Samaveda. For us, Rig Veda is from Puri. I'm from Puri. I have to be perfect, otherwise my Jagannath will say, go back to the class. Get lost from here. You have to be perfect. But Samaveda, you just sing and Mahadev is happy. So, here is the way you can do this mantra. You can see that there is a small difference over here. You see this Mukshya? And now see here, Mukshya. See this? See this. Put a tick for this. Put a tick on this. This is what you have to do. But you have to sing it. Because Samaveda, we will do it like the Samaveda. Let's try to sing. Sing. Now singing, you can do it depending upon how you have learned. You can do it in different chandas, you can do it in different ragas, you can do it beautiful. It is the real mantra is, you know, singing. Amachi, download Amachi's version. Beautiful, she has sung this. Very sweet, very sweet. I really like her singing. Anybody who is a good singer, can you try this? What do you have to try?
Vayambakam vijamahe sugandhim pustivardhanam urvargamiva bandhanam rutyo nupshiyamam rutat.
Anybody else wants to sing for us, please?
Vimvakam yajamahe sugandhim pustigardhanam urvarukamiva vandanat mrityor mokshiyamamratat.
Nice. Very nice. Nice. But slowly, what is the hurry? Where is the train going?
First time.
Okay. Aditya, you?
No.
I thought you didn't know any mantra.
I can try singing.
Try.
Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mokshiyamamratat.
Shabbat. Haan, suno.
Triyambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukumeva vandhanan nityor mukshiye mamratat.
Now in Hindi, the problem with Hindi.
Why I do not like Hindi?
Why I get agitated?
What happened is, one day the British went to me. Now the Indians said, we must all come together. The Muslims bring your Urdu. The Brahmins bring your Sanskrit. The people from Uttar Pradesh. Huh? Great followers of Sri Ram. What is your language? Can you tell me what is the language of Uttar Pradesh? What are you talking about? Avadhi. Avadhi, correct. Avadhi. Tulsidas Ramcharitmanas is written in which language?
Avadhi.
That is the language. Ayodhya ka vahi bhasha. Bring your language. And took some. They put it in a pot. And then they did this. And then they took out one word. Dekho kya ho gaya? Urvarukamiva band. What is this? What have you done?
Oh, Avadhi is dead. The beautiful language with which Ramcharitmanas was written is dead. Kya hua net result? Avadhi barbad ho gaya? Urdu barbad ho gaya. Urdu is such a beautiful language for expression of affection. Beautiful.
Barbad kar diya usko, isko barbad kar diya, sab barbad kar diya. He made a language called Hindi. And then we paid a lot of money for its development. We say it is national language. Disgusting.
Because we don't even know which words are Sanskrit and which words are Urdu and which words are Bihar. They're just doing. There is only one language, Bollywood language. And the great teacher of that language is Amitabh Bachchan and Shah Rukh Khan. They are the great teachers nowadays.
Okay, keep this in mind. Try to learn Sanskrit. You can save yourself.
Urva a. Bolo. Urvaruka Meva.
Meva. Meva kahan se ho gaya? Meva. Dekha, Hindi. What did Hindi do to you? You see the difference. Meva.
Bandhanan.
Band kahan hai? Bandh. Bandhanan. Bandha hai, bandh nahi hai. Bandha. Bandhan wala bandh. How many bandhas are there? Huh? I thought you people know so much spirituality, you know nothing, yet, little babies.
What have you been doing all these years? Playing cricket? Okay, now you learn this. This is a mantra you must learn. Next time we meet, next year, you should be singing this. We will sit outside and I want to hear you sing. I will hear you sing. You will have to tape it. And then listen to it yourself and see whether you sound like a human or a donkey.
That is the only way you will learn. This is Shatapatha Brahmana. Shatapatha Brahmana says that the devatas, the foundation of the devatas of Hinduism is there are Ashtavashava or eight vasu or eight sources of light. There are eight sources of light from eight directions. Ashtavashava. Ekadasha Rudra, 11 Rudras. Ekadasha Rudra. Dwadasha Aditya, 12 Adityas. And these are adding up to 31. To this, Indra and Prajapati are added, which bring the number to 33. So how many devatas are there in Hinduism?
33. 33 crore, 33 billion, 33 this thing.
can keep adding.
But the root principle is 33. Now, Aditya. We know these 12 Rashis, right? For each of these 12 Rashis, see, he told Dwadasa Aditya. Aditya means they are the givers, they give everything. You want a pen? You want a pen? Aditya will give it to you. You want a shirt? Aditya will give it to you. You want spectacles? Aditya will give it to you. You want a husband? Aditya will give it to you. You want a baby? Aditya will give it. Anything that you want in this planet, only one is allowed to give it to you. Nobody else can give. Aditya. That is why they say, Karna Dani. Dani means the giver. Aditya is the giver. Not this Aditya.
Maybe he will become a big giver one day. But not right now. Did you understand? So everything we have to get, everything, husband, wife, children, everything, spectacles, underwear, everything will come from Aditya. Are we clear on this?
Yes.
But we have 12 Rashis. Rashi means measurement. The word Rashi means measurement. How much? Heap, quantity, measurement. So Adityas will give from the Rashis. How will the Adityas give it to you? They will give it from these Rashis. So from the 12 Rashis, the 12 Adityas can give you. So we need to ask them. When you want something, you have to go and ask. So how do I ask? First I have to take, I have only one formula. Right now, you are a baby. You have only one formula. What is the formula? Tattva Mantra. Om in the beginning, Nama in the end, name in the dative form. Okay? Now let us take the 12 names. Now the 12 Rashis you have done. I will give a 10-minute break. And somebody is going to change that papers, please. Who will do it? You will do it.